Blog Talk Radio.
I guess it's safe to say that now everybody that listens to the show knows how the whole theme song sounds.
I guess so. That never happened before.
Yeah.
Wow.
Which, you know what happened, right? We probably ended up getting hacked by those people that have been hacking the government over the last couple of days. That probably happened.
True. Or Jesus Christ really is real, and he's affected our show from 2 weeks ago, because this second week in a row, I'm having technical difficulties on Blog Talk Radio.
Good grief.
Okay, let's start up fresh. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to a crazy long intro edition of the Absolute Truth Show right here on Blog Talk Radio. I'm your host, Will the Most, the King of Kings himself, the man who still have a job until Donald Trump fired me soon. I am the Hot Rod. And on the phone line, I have the press secretary of the Absolute Truth Show, who's not afraid to tell like it is, but it does take forever to say it.
Yes. The head of the Department of Education, Sean Black, in the building once again. And who else is doing the show with us this week? Because I don't even know anymore.
We have the, what's the title again? I don't know. She talked for the White House, but, you know, she's always out with her legs open. We have Anisha B on the line.
Did you fall on your head today?
Oh, boy. Okay.
Hi, boy, my friend.
Hello, gentlemen. How are you doing this evening?
We are doing fine. At least I know I'm doing fine. I know Hot Rod has been having issues with the board, so.
Listen, like I said before, ever since we did a talk about Jesus Christ, I think there's been a curse on us. I think some people probably did some voodoo on me or whatever, so be it. But is that going to stop me of doing what I do best, along with my two colleagues, and piss people off and tell like it is? Nah. So, ladies and gentlemen, the telephone number to call or to piss us off or your comments or questions is 347-989-8402. And now let's get to a segment which I call, it seems like we're going to be doing this for the next few weeks. It's called Sean Black, I Told You So segment. Where Sean Black, for the next 20 minutes, will be bragging how much he was right about Donald Trump. How this is what you get when you vote for Donald Trump. So
I don't need to brag about this because it's not something I want to be actually right about. Ugh, good grief.
Apparently, apparently, ladies and gentlemen, Donald Trump had a very busy week last week. He had some firings, some meetings, maybe some hirings, and maybe some golf playing at the same time. So, and his staff is having a crazy week also. And it's funny, it's only been like, 116 days, 120 days of Donald Trump. And
don't
guess
remind
what? And once again, the world can't stop talking about an orange hair freak. So, I want to talk about the school with Bessie DeVos, but first let's talk about ex-FBI Director James Comey, which Trump praised him in the beginning for helping him win the election and leak emails about Hillary Clinton. But Sean, I know you want to talk so much about James and Donald Trump, so take it away. Anisha and I will be back. We're going to take a nap right now.
I understand. I'll make it as succinct as I can.
Anisha, that means 40 minutes, Anisha. Trust me.
Okay, so me and Rod are going to go to the bar, and you text us when you're ready for us.
Yes, and while you're at it, get James Comey a drink while you're there with him, because I'm pretty sure he's probably there with you guys.
Hey, so be it.
The saddest part about the whole thing is we don't know what the White House is doing, and the White House doesn't know what Trump is doing. The firing shocked everybody of James Comey. I'm not going to jump into it too much, but I think the most important part of this whole thing is the letter that Trump wrote through his, I guess, through the press secretary, sending him his future endeavor papers, as we, us wrestling fans, have seen plenty of times online on the internet. But the letter went as follows. I have received the attached letters from the Attorney General and Deputy Attorney General of the United States recommending your dismissal as the Director of the Federal Bureau of Investigation. I have accepted their recommendation, and you are hereby terminated and removed from office effective immediately. Now, here's the interesting part of that whole letter. While I greatly appreciate you informing me on three separate occasions that I am not under investigation, I nevertheless concur with the judgment of the Department of Justice that you are not able to effectively lead the Bureau. It is essential that we find new leadership for the FBI that restores public trust and confidence in its vital law enforcement mission. I wish you the best of luck in your future endeavors. Now, being an FBI director usually is like a decade-long job. If you're working under the Trump White House, I don't think anybody's job is safe except Trump's.
Well, unless he gets impeached.
Perhaps. The problem is, sticks that are being shown, is that the fact that Trump is saying he fired James Comey from his job based on the way he handled the Hillary Clinton email scandal that basically sabotage, or it was a big factor in sabotaging her campaign.
Okay, but shouldn't that be a plus for Donald Trump? Like, if it was not for those emails leaking, quote unquote, he probably wouldn't have gotten the job, right?
Perhaps. But see, here's the thing. He's using that as the actual explanation. That's what he gave as the explanation in the press. But then he's changed his story. And we know the main reason, at least we can draw an inclination on what we think happened, and it's the fact that James Comey actually went and testified in this Russia investigation into the collusion of Donald Trump and his aides and how connected they are to Russia and the entire Russia hacking the presidential election scandal that may have happened. So this is part of the real reason why it's happened. And with all of the things that Trump has been doing between suppressing the media and then going on his tweet storm and getting all over everyone else, it also now begs the question, what is going to happen next? And we all don't know what's happening because it seems like The White House got on one story, and then Trump threw everyone else under the bus. So we're at the state we're at now, complete chaos, nobody knows anything. And we also had the press secretary, Sean Spicer, who I can't believe still share a name with him, was caught the day after the firing hiding from the media in the dark, in the bushes, trying to avoid questions about Donald Trump.
Well, they say that was fake news. That really did not happen.
You know, here's my question to you, and here's my question to Anitra. Anything that comes from this particular White House news-related, do you believe that they can verify what is fake news and what is real news based on how many lies and story changes and flip-flops have happened in the press over the last 4 months? Can you honestly think that anybody is going to believe anything that comes from Trump or his campaign?
Anitra?
No. No. I mean, to tell you the truth, it's very difficult to believe anything that his administration has to say. Like they had a press conference tonight saying that, you know, that meeting he had over the weekend, that whole controversy with the Russian diplomats,
mm-hmm.
what may or may not have been said. I don't believe that he didn't, like, they're saying that he may have leaked information he shouldn't have. And then they held a press conference saying that he didn't. I don't believe he didn't. I feel he ran his mouth and put his foot in it, like he always does.
Yeah, but do you mean that he ran his mouth, that he accidentally opened his big mouth and say some information that it could be classified to us, but he did not see it as classified? That's kind of
funny.
So like,
but yeah, because he's not a politician. You have to be honest, he's a businessman. In his mind, it may not have been a big deal, but in the world of politics, it's a big deal. In government, it's a big deal. People have to remember this. This is who they put in that chair. They put someone who had no experience in this world.
Hey, if he's big friends with the Russian guys, hey, let me tell him anything that's on my mind, right? So, before I go to you, Sean, to answer your question, I don't believe everything because, once again, as we discuss on the show all the time, can't believe everything you said. So think about this. And I brought this up on Brother B's show last night, the menu, and Big Red and Brother B brought up a very good point, too. If you think about this, if you compare our show now compared to last year, what did we talk about last year nonstop that we got sick and tired of? The cop killers, the riots, the racism. Our topics behind that have been going on for months, throughout the whole summer. And Nisha, you and I all got tired talking about it. And look what are we talking about now for the last few months. Nothing but Trump, 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 Trump. What's going on? Trump is getting thrown to our face by the media nonstop. People can't stop talking about it or listening to it or watching it. We try to avoid Trump topics, but we keep drawn to it. And like I told Brother B last night on his show, it's funny that when we did the Jesus Christ was real topic, and compared to Trump versus Obamacare last week, we have more listeners from last week's show compared to Jesus Christ. Because people want to know what Trump is doing, what Trump said, what Trump tweeted, when Trump used the bathroom, when he forgot to wipe his behind. And it's something about the media that we get drawn into it. Do I believe in anything? No. And the media needs each other because, once again, it's ratings for everybody. If it brings our show ratings, CNN ratings, Saturday Night Live ratings, think about it. We need Trump.
There's so many other talk shows and so many other news programs and other sources of media that are taking to task everything that's going on. Now, I think the difference between what we're talking about as far as Trump goes and religion is that I think for a lot of people, the discussion of religion is subjective. that's based on what your upbringing is or how passionate you are about the topic. When it comes to Donald Trump and the current government, that's something that's much more tangible because right now it is probably much more immediately important based on what the ramifications of his entire presidency may hold to not only the general public now, but to the world in general. And I'm not just talking about race relations. I'm talking about economy. I'm talking about, as we talked about last week, religious aspects, or a couple weeks ago with religious aspects, because a lot of politicians govern with their religious backgrounds as a guiding part of how they govern. Health care, which we talked about ad nauseum last week, and a lot of other things that are immediately impacted by Trump right now, between the education system, which has fallen apart and continues to get worse, between what's been going on with all of the deregulation of certain laws, checks and balances of things that are happening, of the internet, which I only touched on last week. I'm not even going to get into because that's just more complication. That would take a whole show. But things that are there to protect the you, Anitra, myself, and the general public, the protections that are there are being ripped and rolled back. And you want to know another thing that's being rolled back, which is kind of odd, is the things that are happening in public schools as far as lunches and food that are going on for children. The certain things that had the Obama administration all over are being rolled back or disintegrated based on the fact that Trump and the Republican White House doesn't want anything to do with anything Obama. And this is what has been happening on a regular basis. We've seen it on TV every day.
So, were you surprised by the firing, or you were surprised of the timing of the firing of James Comey?
I was surprised. I honestly, I've seen presidents have FBI directors that they did not either agree with policy-wise or with the way certain things happen, but usually there was some kind of a common ground where they were able to coexist. You very rarely hear about an FBI director being fired by the president. I think it's only happened twice in my lifetime. So that shows you exactly how often that happens.
The last FBI director that got fired was under Bill Clinton.
Exactly.
Back in 1990-something, I don't remember.
I think it was 1993.
Only Anitra was old enough to remember that time. But
You're both older than me. Really?
Put it like this. We were in high school the last time it happened. So that goes to show you how often those kinds of things happen in politics. It just doesn't happen.
Anitra was in college, so.
I was not in college. In 92, I was just entering high school.
She said meh.
Listen, why are you surprised? Again, this is a businessman. He is not a politician. Okay, of course, I honestly was not surprised when he did it. Because he didn't do what he wanted. Okay? He has a reputation. He's a businessman. You don't do what I want, you're fired. Why are you surprised? Because now he holds a different hat. He's the same person.
Yeah. No, I think the reason why I say, are you surprised? Because he did 2 days right before a Russian meeting, and technically speaking, the FBI was investigating him. That he had ties to the Russians. So maybe he was real close.
And it was really the day before James Comey actually was summoned to testify in Congress for what he knew. So the timing is definitely suspicious. Also, the fact remains that this is all a diversion away from Trump. In that the interview that Trump did with Lester Holt on the news last week, he tried to make it a point to say, I was going to fire James Comey weeks ago, but the timing was off, and and we met, and he's claiming that he has tapes of the dinner that he had with James Comey and the conversations that they had over the phone. He claims he has those recorded. Whether he does that have that or not, it's a different story. But he claims that this is the story to try to save his own behind. These are the kinds of things that makes the government, makes the people question the government, because we know now that Trump and his administration are now in cover your own behind mode. Now that
I don't think we all know the government been corrupted. This is nothing new. This is, in some people's eyes, more entertaining type of corruption. So I don't think we'll never see so much corruption happen at the same time right now compared to the last two or three presidents. Think about it. You got Richard Nixon, Jimmy Carter, Bush. They all have some type of corruption. This is entertainment. Right now, most of us find it funny, but it's sad at the same time. Because like I just said, he's a businessman. So I was one of the few people that gave Donald Trump a chance. Hey, let's give him a chance. Apparently, he's not doing a good job right now. You'd be shocked. Some people, despite that he have a lowest approval rating of 39% or lower, there's still people out there, Trump supporters, that think he's really doing a very great job. Not a good job, a great job. I don't understand how.
Neither do I.
You know, I'm not going to lie, but for them to say that he's doing a great job, like, really?
If you honestly believe, not you per se, I'm going to talk to the actual Trump supporter that may be listening to the show. If you honestly believe that between now and the end of his term, whenever that is, whether he gets impeached, whether he makes it to the end of his fourth year, whatever, if you honestly believe that anything that Donald Trump has done since he's been in office is going to help this country out, if what he's doing now is helping now anything related to this country, whether it's economy, health care, or anything else, then there is a very big problem with the American people and the Trump supporters that are out there that were hurting and didn't believe in Hillary Clinton. I really wonder at what point do they look at their, you know, they get buyer's remorse and they start wondering, you know what, I probably should have gotten a mulligan on that vote. It's a little bit too late now. What is he going to do? Now, you said you wanted to give him, going back to you, Hot Rod, you're going to give him the benefit of the doubt and see what he does just to see if he can actually, because he's not a politician, try and do something different and maybe help the country out. What is your honest opinion? I'm going to ask this to you. What is your honest opinion of what he's done in the 4 months he's been in office?
Where do I begin, you know? You know, is he doing a good job right now? No. I like to say it's like a learning process. But like Anisha said, he's a businessman. He's thinking like hiring, firing people left and right. It's like I just said, it's sad entertainment. Is he doing a good job? No. Did I vote for him? No. Would I have voted for him? Most likely. I'm not going to lie. Because once again, I get the benefit of the doubt. But would I be those reporters? Would I be a Trump supporter and be blindsided? And oh my gosh, no. Like I said, I never see so much corruption in a short amount of time than Trump. As someone stated, you have the dumbest president and the crooked president at the same time. You know?
Yes.
So, like Sean said, every time you vote for him, this is what you get. Now we're all scared that we might get bombed by North Korea or Russia or Syria because he's a crazy man. He's a crazy man.
Yes.
I give him credit. He's not lazy, you know, but he's just doing things. I think what it is back then, what he did is click. Like I said before, campaign works. He has some good ideas. I do believe there was a change. I do believe, like, you know what, we need a stricter immigration policy. You know, we need to bring jobs to America. Of course. That's the speech we all want to hear. And you figure him being a businessman, he might bring some of that to it, you know. But now he's just going crazy, like signing everything out. And like, you don't want to screw everybody. Do you need a screw everybody attitude? yes, to a certain degree, but once again, you're not looking out for yourself. You have to look for your country and American people. Well, the only thing he's doing is kissing Russia ass and supporting the billionaires and other white men. But, Anisha, anything else you want to add before we go to the next topic?
Tired of talking about this. Next.
Well, guess what? You're going to be talking about him for a very long time.
Unfortunately, yeah.
Unfortunately, you know? For the next four, yeah, I know. But
yeah.
Right now, next.
Yeah.
Okay.
At this point, we'll be doing the absolute truth on the moon, and I bet you we'll be talking about it on the moon.
Listen, before I go to the next topic, man, if there's aliens out there and they're watching us right now, like, this world's messed up. We ain't going to come down there. We don't want this. You can keep your leader. That's okay.
Yeah,
but
the president doesn't even like fellow humans. What do you think he'll think about if us aliens decide to come to the Earth? Hey, you know?
He would say nuke them. So, continue to Trump, but Trump cabinet, Secretary of Education, basically DeVos, last week she was a guest speaker at Bethune Cookman University in Florida.
Yeah.
Is a dominant black school.
Yes.
Yes. So, ladies and gentlemen, for those who don't know, Secretary of Education, Bessie DeVos, she's a billionaire white woman. So picture this, a billionaire white woman who support under Trump cabinet goes to a mostly dominated black school to talk at their commitment. At the graduation. You think nothing could go wrong, right? No.
I so would love to have been there. Just to see the people look on everyone's face when she walks onto that stage.
it's like, so what happened? As she was speaking, she got booed, she got hissed, and people stand up and turn their back towards the speaker. It got so bad that the president of the university demanded to anyone to be quiet and settle down, or their degrees will be mailed to them. So, Anisha B, two things. Was it wrong and disrespectful for standing up and being disrespectful towards the speaker, or you believe they were exercising their rights to protest? And number two, if you knew that she would be your guest speaker, would you have come to your own graduation at that time?
This is time and place. It was rude. I mean, just let the woman speak, see what she has to say. I mean, what's the harm in that? Like, I don't get when people overreact like that. Like, you started wigging out because it was her on that stage, but they don't know they don't know what she was gonna say. I would have just been curious enough to know what her speech was gonna be. Like, what could you possibly have to say to these women? Like, how can you? I'd like to know how, in your mind, you think you can relate.
Uh-huh.
I would have been curious, but they were disrespectful. I was not surprised. I heard the story. I was surprised when they said what they were going to do. That was disrespectful. You don't act that way.
Sean Black.
Well, this is starting to look much more so like a lot of the things that we've seen over the last 6 months, where all of us believe the way this country is freedom of speech. So if you are a speaker at a college, you have, under the First Amendment, the right to say basically what you want. And what we're starting to see now are a lot of colleges, especially a lot of students, that if the speaker doesn't say anything that they agree with, they are either protesting or rioting, et cetera. Now, the difference in this one is I have no problem with the students turning their backs on DeVos, because I'm going to give you this. As you pointed out so perfectly early when we first started this topic, Hot Rod, you talked about the fact that she comes from a family of money. Her family, her husband, and her father-in-law ran, was the CEO and founder of Amway. And if anybody is in their 40s or older, they remember Amway products that they used to sell, et cetera, et cetera. Her family is worth $5.4 billion.
That's
they
all?
They are the 88th richest family in America, according to Forbes. And as you also stated, she is head of the Department of Education, which is a department that Donald Trump wants to defund and get rid of eventually. And with the Department of Education, so would go PBS, which is also good for learning for children and teenagers and people that would like to be able to continue their education. The other issue that the students protested, which a lot of people may not remember, is the fact that she knows nothing about certain parts of education, including the fact of a historically college and university, like Bethune-Cookman. She basically stated back in February that historically black colleges and universities are real pioneers when it comes to school choice. They are living proof that when more options are provided to students, they are afforded greater access and greater quality. Their success has shown that more options help students flourish. That was her quote. It's a stupid quote, because that was not the reason why historically black colleges were there. Historically black colleges were there because way back in the days during the Civil War, those were the only colleges that African Americans could actually attend, because regular, normal universities were not letting black youths into their colleges to get a higher education, and that was the reason why they are around. So the student body that was there were offended by the fact that she was actually there.
So you're basically saying that you're okay with the protest.
I'm okay with the protest. I think that the college could have picked a better person to speak on behalf of the college at the commencement speech.
Yeah, but you wouldn't be curious as a student to know why the president of your school allowed this woman to get up on stage. Like, you really wouldn't be curious to see what comes out of her mouth. I would be dying to know. Like, I would want to know why the people that run this school, they had to agree for her to come and speak. They agreed to this.
Well, okay.
Otherwise, they could have turned her down. They agreed to have this woman speak at their student's graduation. This is not something where she just showed up and decided, I'm going to walk on stage and talk.
And you're right.
This was planned.
This was an invitation sent.
Exactly. This was planned and everything. So, like, you wouldn't be curious. Like, I would be curious to want to know what was their mindset behind all this.
Well, K-Dog, he's another racist. So, K-Dog, what's your opinion about what happened?
Hey, what's up, everybody? How you doing?
Hey,
what's up, Anitra? What's up, Sean? What's up, Hot Rod?
Hey, what's going on?
You know me, the K-Dog, I come out with the goods, and I always say what I feel, and I don't care what anybody else has to say. First up, as for this, you know, President Edison Jackson of Bethune-Cookman College should be ashamed of himself for inviting such a person to come and speak at a commencement. That was wrong on his part. Because knowing what this woman is...
Why do you think it was wrong? We don't know the real meaning of why
This is why I say it was wrong. First up, Betsy DeVos doesn't stand for regular education. She doesn't stand for the regular folk. She is rich. She knows nothing about the educational system. And for her to come to a historical black college was completely wrong. And, yes, I agree that the students had a right to protest. They had every right to feel offended. And you know what was even more insulting was that he stands there and says that, well, if this doesn't stop, then I will mail you your degrees. Why would you invite someone like that? What were you thinking?
Maybe
he thought that these students are young adults and should act like adults. and hear her
well,
out?
Well, they were acting like adults, but the thing is, you have to understand something. When it comes to certain people who don't represent what it means to be a regular person living here in the United States, someone who's not rich, certain people. No, you understand what I'm saying. I'm not saying
you're
like,
telling me
you
now
know,
one of those students come from a rich family.
Well, you know what?
None of those students had a platinum spoon in their mouth from the day they got pushed out. You don't know
that.
So you can't make that assumption.
Well, you know what? The thing is, why was she there? She doesn't represent what the school stands for.
Apparently, someone in the university. But apparently, someone in the university.
Yeah, the president did. He Edison Jackson did that, and he should have never done that because you're inviting trouble. With the climate of this country now, would you invite someone who works with Donald Trump to a commencement? No.
But if she made a good donation towards the school to speak.
And
what
there
say?
Is your answer. I'm pretty sure
guys,
there's
you
an
know
answer
what?
Somewhere
this,
there.
Well,
guys,
let me use
if
a
I give you money to talk in your school,
K-Dog,
if I give you money to support your school and I'm trying to, quote-unquote, build a relationship between white and black people, that's what's going on. So maybe that was one of the reasons why she spoke. Because,
yes,
you guys are, everybody's right. I agree with everyone. But I think I agree with Nisha the most. You know what? Let her speak. You had the right to protest, but she had the right to speak. If
you know
you knew,
what else?
If you knew she was about to speak, you didn't have to come to a commitment. You could have got your degree at a different time, or you know what? They could all have got up and let the lady speak. In the end, we are all adults here. It's like,
or better
it's
yet.
Like me. No, it's like me standing up in front of my professor. I don't like what he's saying, so I turn my back around. It's really disrespectful. We're human, you know, overall. But go ahead, K-Dog.
But the bottom line, but the thing is, some students, what I would have suggested was that all of them just walk out. That's what they should have done. Just walk out the minute you start to speak. Because,
but,
you know, let me use a sports analogy.
If you know she's going to be there, why come? That's my thing.
Exactly.
She was in the program. Everybody in that room knew she was going to be there. This is not a surprise.
And they want And you know what some people are? This is how I see it. They knew that she was going to be there. But you know what? We're going to give her one hell of a welcome. That's how it is.
So,
that's
wrong.
So,
and you're wrong.
So,
and the students actually petitioned to actually get her off of the commencement speech
to
begin with. So
and
they did try
asking,
go
ahead, Sean.
Yeah, they knew that she was going to be part of the commencement speech, and they disagreed with her being there. Now, as I stated before, I agree with Anitra from the sense that they should have allowed her to speak because, like I said before, college campuses are a great place to open minds to different ways of thinking. It was a commencement speech, much more so. It wasn't like an open forum or anything like that. So from that sense, let her speak. But if you do not agree with everything she's saying, I have no problem.
Sean, what's with the static?
Brother B, are you there?
Yeah, that's me. I'm on my way to work. Hey, gang. How you doing?
Hey, man.
What's up?
Hey, what's on your mind, Brother B?
Well, I'm just listening right now because, you know, I'm just listening.
Okay.
I don't know where. It's like double dutch. I don't know where to step in yet.
Okay, so, well, Sean, feel free to jump in any time. Sean, carry on. How much you love Betsy DeVos?
Well, as I stated before, we've had three instances of protests that I'm aware of right now. With Milo Yiannopoulos, who we know used to work for Breitbart until a lot of the comments that came out of his mouth over the last couple of months basically got him fired from the website, or he had to quit or was forced to quit, whatever that was. He was going to speak at Berkeley College. People protested there, decided against it, changed his mind, and canceled that. Ann Coulter, who we all know is a full right-wing conservative, She says a lot of things that offend lots of people. She supposed to be doing a speech, and because the students didn't want any part of her, she ended up having to cancel. And the what we're starting to see now, in this, and I'm as odd that I'm going to say this, I'm seeing more liberals actually attacking the right to speak, much more so than you would think conservatives would be when somebody of the opposite affiliation would speak.
Yeah,
and
but
so
all the people just mentioned have no power of education, like Bessie.
True.
Do you understand? That's
yeah,
what
yeah, we, are, that
Bessie,
we understand.
Bessie has power, you know. So if Bessie come up to Anisha like, I want to speak at your school, but this is all black, this is all white, I don't care, I want to speak there. Do you really have much of a choice? Can we really
think
about it?
You could.
Well,
I think it depends on where the power is.
The power.
Well,
she
you
got
know,
power.
Allow
she
me
got
to use
president.
A sports. Let me allow you, to use a little thing from sports entertainment. Like Hot Rod, you'll understand what I'm saying when they say everybody has a price. The bottom line. Like you mentioned
true.
Earlier about the, you know, everybody has a price. People
yes,
can
indeed.
Be bought. And that's the sad part about it. I mean, Edison Jackson, and a lot of people are calling for him to resign because he invited Betsy DeVos to this commencement, to the graduation. And that right there was flat out wrong. Some people, I mean, like Sean mentioned, about people who have pulled out of speeches because they know the hostility that they were going to receive. You know,
it's like having Al Sharpton talking at a KKK rally.
Exactly,
you know?
You're gonna invite trouble.
But you
like
know
you
what?
You wouldn't do that.
It's his right. You talk about you can't be picky and choosy with free speech.
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying? It's like if you so what? I don't care like a KKK rally. Listen, say what you gotta say. It's a free country. You know what I'm saying? Just like I want to say something, they want to say something too. Listen, you can't. I mean, I think that's the most ignorant thing in the world to try and silence somebody, but yet you don't want to be silenced. You want somebody to hear you, but you don't want to hear anybody else.
Yeah.
That's ignorance. That's straight ignorance. And I don't care how many degrees you have, you're ignorant. And you went to school for nothing. You got a degree for nothing, but you're still ignorant. You're just a good test taker. That's
and you know what it sounds like? It also sounds like fascism, which a lot of people have been talking about a certain orange-haired president.
Oh, yes.
It sounds very similar. That's the reason why you can't have it both ways. It's either freedom of speech for both or nothing at all.
Because you know what? With the freedom of speech, this is the thing. Like, yes, you have a right to protest. And I understand what you guys are saying, and you know what? Now I stand corrected. You know, I could understand what you guys are saying. People do
yeah,
have a right
like
to
Anisha
speak.
Yeah, but like Anisha said, there's a time and place for everything. Some people actually, like Anisha said, some people not even want to stand up and protest. Some people were there to actually to listen what she has to say. Maybe she might say something positive. We will never know. Despite how much we can't stand her, it's like you listen to your boss. Despite how much you can't stand your boss, he's paying for something.
You have to listen to him
to a certain degree. And after
but
that,
you know what happened?
You give him the middle finger, and you walk away.
Like I said, due to the climate of this country, due to what's going on, people are upset, people are angry, and, you know, all they see is that she is an associate of Donald Trump, and they did not want her there. Like Sean mentioned earlier, and I was reading earlier today, that the students even wrote a whole article saying that they did not want her there, but according to the president of the school, he invited her there. And he was even upset that they were protesting by saying, if you guys don't shut up, then I'm going to mail you your degrees.
Okay, excuse me. I have a person who's an expert on education. Max, you have a line. Please tell us, do you think Bessie was, the people that protested against Bessie, were they disrespectful, or did they have the right to do it, or a little bit of both?
You know how I feel about protesting. It's bullshit. It's just a waste of time. You guys are wasting serious, serious time protesting. You guys should be forming a group, forming a solution and forming an agenda to get your stuff moving. That protesting thing is garbage. Jim Brown said it. Malcolm X said it. Some of the great leaders have said it. And the ones that weren't that great, they ended up getting killed anyway or getting thrown out. Al Sharpton was a clown. I never respect that fool to begin with, so I can care less about that. But the men I respected, they never believed in protesting. It's a waste of time. Trump didn't even protest. Trump formed his own agenda. He got his job done. That's why he's in the White House.
Okay, wow. Okay, oh, man. It sounds like it is. So,
I mean, I got to agree with him. What are you doing for protesting? You know what I'm saying? I mean, it's just as good. It's just as good as the episode of what's happening. No Roger, no rerun, no rent. Like, what did you really get done?
You know what it is? I'm going to say this. Like, and Max, I'm going to second on what you said. Now, when people now these days, and I was reading about this earlier. Don't just be about it. Do something about it. Because you know what? When you're you want to protest, but guess what? What is that going to do when you don't put the action behind the protest? When you protest for one day and the next day business as usual, and I've always said this to a lot of people, I'm like, when you do business as usual, you don't accomplish anything. Nothing gets done. Therefore, you got to put action. You got to form, yes, it's right. You do got to form groups. You got to put in activism. It's not just taking to the streets and marching down the streets. That doesn't work anymore. Now these days, it's about organization, putting groups together, doing something.
But most people are too ignorant. But most people are being too ignorant. Like I said, listen,
and that's the
whether
thing.
It's negative
that's
or positive, whether she was saying something negative or whether she was saying something positive, she had the right to speak. And you can't take that away from her.
Yep. True, but do we really care if she's a speaker or not? Isn't people there to get their degrees?
But you know what? 9 times out of 10, she probably didn't care about all those bastards that was there graduating. She just said, listen, I'm coming here to say what I got to say, and that's that. You know what I'm saying? Whether y'all like it or not. This is my agenda.
But like I said, it's working into lines then. But also, you know, if the students run a protest, let them protest. But however, you have to put it, don't just do that. Form some, organizations. You organize.
K-Dog, you know, it's politics and bullshit.
Yeah.
Because, you know, nobody's really going to go out there and risk the name or the credibility that they're trying to build.
Exactly.
Save people who really don't want to be saved.
Exactly. When you're ignorant and you don't want to be saved, then how the hell are you supposed to do anything? You might as well fall down to the ground and take failure, take it as is. Because you're going to be walked on.
Let me just throw something quick at all of you as far as that protest with Betsy DeVos. Think about all of the stuff that Betsy DeVos is against. Most of the stuff that she champions is charter schools. She wanted charter schools in Detroit. Detroit, as we all know, is one of the poorest cities United States based on education, jobs, mortgages, housing, all of that stuff. And she's speaking at a historically black college. And let's say the people that are graduating have children. Let's say that they have, 1-year-old, 2-year-old, they're graduating. And she's at a commencement speech to kind of preach the educational part that she is trying to push in the White House toward the rest of the country that is going to directly affect the kids that are there and their children. So we've often heard that protest is the impetus for change. If you're going to do something as a quote-unquote protest, it has to start something else. It can't be like Max just so eloquently stated. It can't just be, we march and that's it. When we talked about the women march shortly the day after President Trump was elected, everybody looked at that as it was positive because it wasn't just a march. It happened all over the country and all over the world.
Now we were talking about what's going to happen afterwards, and that's what has to happen.
You need to understand is what this is what most people do. This is all they know about. It's protests at march where they've been brainwashed into this nonsense. Oh, let's protest.
Yeah.
Oh, let's speak the voice. We have our constitutional right to talk. But
and that
march
is one thing,
involved. Marching is one thing, but guess what? You got to put together some organizations. You got to organize. It's not all about just the marching alone. What, you're going to march? And Brother B, you'll agree with me when I say this, and I said this to you before on your show. Listen, people march, and then the next day is business as usual. Like, they don't even care about the issues that's going on. You're just marching just
change.
For show.
You
that
know what? In the grand scheme of things, there's a lot of people out there, just like with the Facebook addiction, social media addiction, people
yeah.
just want to be heard. People just
exactly.
want their couple of minutes of fame. And that's all it is. So you know what? Somebody rather go to someplace and say, yeah, fight the power, and be like, oh, well, I did something. When somebody said, well, what
no,
did
you
do?
No, you didn't.
Well, I did something. I went to a rally, and I screamed fight the power, and that's all they really did. So they,
what
they
did
feel
you
like
did
they're
you?
A part of something. They, but it
like
makes
me,
them feel like they're a part
this.
Of something.
One of the things that I was proud of that I did, and this was something that I did years ago, and that was to take part in an after-school program, keeping kids out of trouble, that really worked well. But, however, it's like, you know, you could what I'm trying to say is this, is that do something. Don't just show up and say, yeah, fight the power, pound your fist and march and stuff. Yeah, that's all well and good, but what are you going to do after that?
Okay.
And if people
well,
forget, think about the 60s and 70s, people used to protest. And what happened is things worked because the people that protested actually did something.
Did something afterwards.
That's what has to change.
Exactly.
If you're going to do something at protest, you have to actually do something that
do
affects
something.
Change at the grassroots level. And that's where I said before, the people have to take the protest over and then evolve it into something that's actually going to get results. That's where
okay.
they're in their ballpark.
All right, guys, I have to go to a question that someone sent me earlier. So this will be our last topic because we have 7 minutes left. I will go to Anisha because she dated different guys every week.
Oh, boy.
Oh,
my gosh. Thank you.
This question from Kenny. He wants to know, if you're married or in a serious relationship, do you need social media to validate your relationship and love of your partner?
It depends on that person's level of insecurity.
Yeah, because realistically you shouldn't, but there are a lot of people that do, which is really sad. They live their entire lives on social media. It really is sad, but...
No, it is.
Realistically, you shouldn't need it, but I guess that's on a person-by-person basis.
Yeah, well, so basically, you need to show the whole world that you love XYZ every
good
day.
Lord.
What y'all guys do?
You shouldn't.
What y'all guys...
Good Lord.
But and again, this generation does, which is mind-boggling to me. But yeah.
Max.
Well, I never use social media to go after any woman. I go the old school way. I go see them. I talk to them. They talk to me. And I go after them.
That sounded like
bullshit.
Some real
no
Superfly James Earl Jones stuff, my friend.
Half you guys have witnessed it.
True.
I don't
no, but I like what Max is saying, that he talks.
Bullshit.
People don't talk when they go out. It's funny, Anisha and I talked about this yesterday, that when you go out, people talk on their phone. And Brother B could see know this very well. People always on social media when they're going out. People don't talk one on one to each other. You know, like
can
in
I
group
add
chat.
This?
If,
can
yes.
I add this? Can I add one thing? What's the great joy of seeing a woman touching your hand or touching your knee playfully, and then they fool around with their hair and they lick their lips, and you see the little signs that a man should go after. That's
the
woman don't want to look at your eyes.
Wait, he just broke. That was some real movie shit right there. Like,
that's real shit.
Like, that
real old school shit.
Let me tell you something.
Old school shit.
Let me tell you something.
I love it.
Let me tell you something. having a conversation, looking into her eyes and having a conversation. But like I said before, and I've said it on the show before, Brother B, you've heard me say this. People don't know how to have conversations anymore. People don't know how to, you know, make eye contact anymore because everybody's on social media. People have become slaves to it. And that's what's making people more stupid. And the art of romance is gone.
It's damn near dead. Yeah, damn near dead.
It's
really.
Dead.
It's few people, the few people that do it. There's some women out here, some men out here that look at them like, you crazy? What are you doing? Let's just
exactly.
go jump to bed and, you know, make it a Netflix and chill.
The same people that don't know how to talk to a woman in person are the same people that have phones and don't talk on the phones. They're busy
exactly,
on Twitter.
Exactly,
because
they're on Twitter, Facebook,
conversation.
Instagram.
What's that? Conversation?
Anitra,
what is that?
You know some people, Anitra, you know people don't even know how to write love letters anymore. They don't even know how to write, they don't even know how to spell their names. Ask
yeah.
them to
bring
write
them to
cursive.
Me. Bring them,
they
bring
can
them
ask
to me.
Them to write. Ask them to write in cursive and they can't even write.
Yo, yeah,
bring
listen,
them to me.
Get
bring
some
them.
Cards home, boy, so we
bring
can
them to
we
me.
Can put that out
I'll
there.
Fix them.
Yo, I will put it out there, man. Some people are stupid when it comes
hold
to
on,
relationships.
K-Dog, calm down, K-Dog.
It's
okay,
yeah.
K-Dog.
Relax, K-Dog. Yo, I hate to put it out there, but listen. K-Dog is Haitian just like you. Y'all Haitian cats, y'all is lovers. y'all they ain't a Haitian
listen.
I ain't came across that wasn't about love and
hell's yeah, man.
Oh, man.
Listen, look, I'm an old school romantic.
Right. Can you get an O-O?
Miss on me. Got on by, guys.
Yeah.
Hey.
Okay. All right, kiddo, relax. We don't need to scare off the people now. But basically, what you guys are saying overall is, since we're from the older generation, that we still do communicate. Well, these kids today, when they go out, they don't talk to one another. And maybe that's one of the problems that in the relationship that they don't last long because they're too busy in a relationship with their phone, with their device, I should say. So it seems like now today that people are in love with their device more than in love with another human being, which I think is very sad. Because we all know Sean loves his vibrator, and that's his best device he ever had. But besides
Lord.
That...
You want to know you bought it
for him. Oh, Lord. Hot Rod probably tested it out, too.
Of course.
Oh, gosh. Going somewhere.
Max, anything you'd like to add on before we leave?
Well, I like to say, he's always a punk-ass bitch. He's a punk bitch. Donald Trump is a smart man. He did what he had to do. He kept his system together. They didn't snitch or didn't rap what he was going to do. He had his organization. He didn't go walk outside like a bitch crying out, oh, I want justice. He went to form his own group and fought the White House. That's his game. Game over. He won.
Okay. All right, Brother B. You have a minute to plug in your show for next week.
Oh, white privilege. What the hell is that?
Oh.
You know what? That's
and when is
that
coming
title.
On, man?
White privilege.
When
is the
show
is
coming on?
Sunday. We had to move to Sundays because Big Red is just being Big Red. So Sunday's
okay,
there.
Sunday's cool, man. Hey, man, just hit me up.
I'm sorry. They didn't come out to write. Big Red is being Big Red.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he's being Big Red. Uh-huh. A little spicy.
Mm-hmm.
That's my cousin.
Mm-hmm. I know, but, you know.
Boy.
Well, what's doing, Ben? Well, guys, K-Dog, Brother B, Max, Anitra B, and Sean, guys. Once again, thank you so much for making the show very interesting. And let's go Trump all the way. 4 more years after
screw
after
Trump.
Him.
Tell that nigga, tell that mother to, you know. And, you know.
Wait,
wow.
Whoa,
somebody's
whoa,
upset.
Whoa.
I can't stand Orange Boy.
He took it to the street. Took it to the street.
I took it to the street.
If this was a network show, we'd be in trouble.
My bad. But I took it to the street, man.
If this was a network show, we would have lost our jobs already.
Oh, my goodness. We are crazy.
We would have been jobless.
He called Trump the N-word. Oh, my God. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you so much for tuning in to the Absolute Truth Show right here on Blog Talk Radio. I have no words. Have a good night, everybody.
Yeah.
Peace
out,
y'all.
Yours, my friend.
Gentlemen, good night.
Good night. Good night, Anitra. Good night, y'all.
Later.
Bye.
Later.
can't believe Kato used the N-word on Donald Trump.
I know.
Yeah.
I can't even believe he used the N-word, period. I've never heard that before. That's like the first
time.
True.
And on top of that, we hope you all had a happy Mother's Day yesterday.
I did. I had a fabulous day.
Indeed. Wow.
Good night.
Good night.